Welcome to the Path to Podcast Success. My name is Evan Johnson, and I want to share with you how to develop and maintain a successful podcast. My guests and I will discuss all things podcasting and how your podcast can become an essential part of your business. That means more revenue, better relationships with your audience, and so much more. If you haven't already, check out our website at ipodcastedit.com and enter your email address to get each episode delivered directly to your inbox, along with some other free information I'm sure you'll find useful. Get ready to turn on your mic and join me on the path to podcast success. In this episode of the Path to Podcast Success, Sherry Benefeld of the Way Beyond Ordinary Women podcast shares how she has grown from having a podcast and how much having a producer has helped her on that path. I hope you enjoy. Sherry, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here and talking with you, Evan.
So I like to start off in the same place with everyone, and that is, what was your biggest fear of podcasting when you were starting out, and did that fear end up coming true?
Well, I would say my biggest fear was really just the capacity to take it on. I knew that I didn't want to have to learn all of the technical side of it. I have a lot of other stuff going on in my business and things that I'm doing. And the thought of learning how, you know, learning editing was just kind of daunting. And I thought, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to hire somebody else to do it for me. Yeah. So, you know, finding the right person to do it was, you know, a little bit nerve-wracking, and I went through a search process, but in the end, I found a great producer. And so it's made it really easy for me. All I do is find guests, record the episodes, and she does everything else. So that fear, I think, you know, I figured out a way around it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the point of outsourcing, really, is if there's something you don't know how to do, don't have the time to learn, or simply don't want to do, then there's someone out there, and that's their specialty and their zone of genius. So,
exactly. You know, let them do it. And that's, you know, that's a challenge with entrepreneurs in general is, you know, we tend to try to do everything ourselves, and sometimes you have to, and which is why I've spent, you know, years and years figuring shit out. Because I had to. But with this, I decided if I was going to do it, I was going to hire that.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk a little bit more about that specifically. What are the parts of the podcast process that you focus on and that you do? And what are the parts that you outsource?
Really what I do is I find the right guests. So I focus my energy on making connections, finding guests, and actually recording the episode. So almost 100% of my podcast is interviews. Yeah. And I interview women business owners. So that's where my focus is. I record the interview, I record the introduction, everything else I upload to Dropbox, and my producer takes care of the rest of it, including, I mean, she's awesome. She even does social posts. And then I supplement some of that as well.
Yeah.
So really it just lets me focus on the connections and making the interviews as effective and valuable as they can be.
Yeah. And so we'll dive in a minute. We'll dive more into your podcast and how it relates to business. But would you say that having a producer, whether it's one person or a team, in your case, it sounds like it's just one person, working on your podcast, would you say that the amount of, like, the cost of that is worth it?
For me, yeah. Because the amount of time that it would take me to do all of that editing and production work, for a weekly podcast, I can be spending my time doing other things that also benefit my business. So I think each individual has to weigh that for themselves, and it depends on where you are in your business journey. You know, if you're just starting out and you don't have the resources, then you probably have to do it yourself. Or maybe there's pieces of it that you can, you know, over time farm out to somebody else.
Yeah.
Maybe you can even make it a trade.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Let me ask you this then. Is your podcast itself a money-making tool, or is it used in conjunction with a business as, say, a marketing tool or something like that?
Yeah, it's not a money-making tool yet, but I do have plans to monetize it. Primarily, I started it as a lead generator for my business and for a new piece of the business that I'm launching. And I have kind of a 6-month plan to launch this new service or product, and the podcast is helping me grow the audience that I want to market to.
Yeah.
So it will certainly be monetized in that way, that I'll be able to use it, to promote my own products.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of people, when they go to hire a help on their podcast, a lot of the times they are hesitant because their podcast isn't in itself a money-making tool, like yours isn't yet. And so they think that they don't want to hire an editor because the podcast isn't making them any money. So why would they want to sink a solid amount of money into it? Mm-hmm. What is your experience with that? Do you think it's still been worth it? Has it been able to act as a solid lead generator such that the money that you spend on the podcast is worth it?
Yeah, for me, definitely. What having the podcast has done is enabled me to reach out to the people that I want to connect with. And I have a really good reason for doing it. It's mutually beneficial because I get to showcase their business on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So it just opens doors that I wouldn't otherwise have an opportunity necessarily to open.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a cost of doing business. Now, for someone else, it may not be right away. You have to determine that. And it's in my budget. It's a line item. It is an expense right now. My intent is that will become, it'll become a marketing expense, but it will also pay for itself.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you have to determine that. But for me, absolutely. I decided right away that if I was going to hire somebody to do that for me, it would be an expense, a cost of doing business, just like hosting, your website.
Yeah.
Is an expense.
Yeah. So I'm curious, you're talking about how you want to move to a point where it's no longer an expense and you want your podcast to be making money. What are your plans? How are you planning on monetizing the podcast? Because I know a lot of people take different routes.
Mm-hmm. Initially, I'll be using it. I'll be sponsoring it with my own products. And I'm not doing that yet because I'm not ready to launch that. I also am looking at other models for advertising. And I know that you need to have a really good sized audience for a lot of sponsors to get on board.
Yeah.
And my podcast is not that big yet. But I do know that regionally, I have people that are interested in sponsoring on a smaller scale. So I think that even within the next couple of months, and I just started the podcast in December, so it's, 4 months old, 5 months old. I would say within the next month or two, I'll start with some smaller sponsors that are more local and regional, smaller dollar amounts. But if they can cover the cost of producing the podcast, then really that's all I can ask for. yeah. right now, you know, I'd be happy with that.
I'm curious too, what you said, your audience is not the place yet where you can have large sponsors, because that really does take a large audience.
Mm-hmm.
What are your strategies for growing your audience, and what are your do you have plans on getting to the point where you can have those big sponsors?
Yeah, I think, you know, boy, that's the million-dollar question, Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to know how to grow the audience. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I have working in my advantage is that I do interviews with business owners who have their own following.
Yeah.
So that helps to organically spread, you know, the podcast around and get more listeners and followers that way. I do a little bit of paid advertising. It's not very effective. So really my strategy right now is still very grassroots and just utilizing my network and the network of the guests that I have on.
Yeah.
I wish I had a secret formula, because man,
yeah, everyone wants to
answer that question. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I decided on an interview format for my podcast is, well, first of all, that was the only really thing that I thought that would work and provide value, but also each guest has, like you said, their own audience.
Right.
And when you have them on your podcast and then your guest shares that podcast episode with their audience will listen because they trust, you know, the guest, they trust that person. Mm-hmm. And then when they hear them talking to you, then they trust you as well.
Right.
And hopefully they transition to becoming your audience as well as the guests. So
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know, the market is getting more and more busy. There's, you know, podcasting is growing and growing, you know, daily. So you have to be unique and different, and you have to put out really good content, you know, which everybody knows, but it needs to be valuable enough that a listener wants to subscribe and wants to tune back in again.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the big thing, is making it so that your podcast stands out and people will want to listen.
Right. And that's, you know, about being selective about guests and just really making sure they have something of value to add.
How do you sort through possible guests? You said that one of the parts of the podcast process that you still focus on, as opposed to outsourcing, is finding guests.
Mm-hmm.
What is your process when it comes to that? How do you know a guest is right for your show?
Well, I do research about them to begin with. And a lot of my guests come as referrals from other guests.
Okay.
So when I first started, I'm in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So when I first started the podcast, I really wanted to focus on the local market, because I wanted to be able to grow organically within this market. And we have a really huge market here of women business owners and makers. So, yeah. You know, they are a fairly tight-knit group and they support each other. So by getting referrals from each other, they help to promote each other as well. So that yeah. has been a really good source for me so far. And then I go out and research, and I've done a lot of digging on women-owned businesses in the state of Minnesota, and I'll reach out to them. If I don't already know them, I'll reach out to them in person. And I also have them complete a pretty extensive questionnaire so that I kind of have a good sense of what they can bring to the show. And they also know kind of what to expect.
Yeah.
So it's worked out well so far.
That makes sense. You just have to, you know, reach out to the right people, mm-hmm. find people who fit the description of the kind of guests that you want and reach out to them. That's how I found you. We're both on the Pat Flynn's Amped Up Podcasting
yeah.
Facebook group.
Yes.
And I knew that pretty much everyone in that group would qualify as a potential guest for my show, because it's about podcasting and success, path to podcast success.
Right.
And that's the whole reason of that anyone would join that group, you know? So
exactly. And so that's a really great point that you bring up too, is Facebook groups and LinkedIn has been a great source for me too. And finding the right guests that I know my listeners will, they'll enjoy hearing their stories.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. How long have you, I'm curious, how long have you been podcasting now?
Well, I just started the podcast in December. So it's, what is it? May now. So, it's been about 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How, well, do you do one a week?
I do.
Yeah.
A weekly interview. And then I do a periodic, solo episode. But right now I have so many, kind of interviews in the can that I haven't done a solo episode in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I ask because I'm curious, now that you're a little ways along in your podcasting journey, you've started your podcast and it's, you know, it's well on its way and it's, you've got a flow now. Do you have a regret from the process from when you started to now? Is there something that you, if you could go back knowing what you know now, is there something you could have done differently?
You know, I really don't. I tend to not have regrets because I learn along the way.
Yeah.
And I've figured that out over time, is that I wouldn't be here doing this right now if I hadn't learned the lessons along the way.
Yeah.
So no, I really don't. I love doing it. I absolutely love podcasting. And I think that's why it's becoming so popular too, is it's a little bit addictive. And I'm a naturally really curious person. So I love having conversations with other business owners and understanding where they came from, what their story is, what they're doing, what's working, what's not. And this just gives me a really great outlet to be able to do that. So I guess if I were to say a regret, it would probably be that I didn't start earlier.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's one thing that people will, they tend to wait to start. They tend to put it on the back burner because, like we talked about before, people feel like it's not, since it's not in itself at first a money-making tool,
mm-hmm.
then they feel like it's unnecessary and, oh, I'll just, you know, I'll wait. But if you say that, I'm going to wait, chances are you're never going to start a podcast.
Right.
You know,
or, you know, there's the whole perfectionist thing, you know, until they've got it all figured out, they're not going to do it. And I didn't really have it all figured out. I just knew that I wanted to talk to people and tell their stories. And I didn't want to do the technical side. So
yeah,
I was like, okay, tell me what I need to do. And she said, record 3 episodes and upload them to Dropbox and I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah. I can do that.
Yeah. That's, I mean, hey, that's the dream. Just focus on what your zone of genius is. Focus on what you like about the process and the rest of it. Let the person that does like that focus on it, you know?
Right on. Yep.
So, you know, as we kind of start to wind down the podcast, I like to ask for those people out there, and I know that there are definitely some who, even after what we've said, they're unsure or they feel like a podcast isn't right for them and their business. What would you say to them?
I think that if you feel like you have something to say that is of value to at least one other person, then do it. You know, you don't have to do it forever. It's not something that you're locked into, but if you're thinking about it and you feel like you have some value to bring to the world, then do it. And the other thing I would say is that it's way easier than you think.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, it was much more challenging to create a podcast and get it out to the world and, you know, to be able to actually promote it. It's so easy today.
Yeah.
There's just, you know, if it's something that you think you want to do, there's no reason not to.
Yeah, no, that's really true. It's the process is so easy. And if you're going to start on your own without help, then it's also pretty cheap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, don't worry about being perfect. You know, for me, I wanted somebody to edit it, but I don't care if it's 100% perfect.
Yeah.
Because, you know, life is not perfect. So
exactly. Yeah. And it's a podcast. Yeah. It's not like it's just a conversation.
Right.
You know, it's just release it, you know, and you can always, I mean, episode 100 is not going to be the same as episode 10. You know, it's, you're going to establish a pattern. You're going to get a flow over time.
Right. So, absolutely. I mean, you look at some of the biggest podcasts out there, and if you go back to some of their early episodes, very different, very, you know, they learn along the way.
Yeah. You
know, so
exactly.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, that's what, fun. Exactly. Yeah, the podcast process is fun if you let it be fun, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So for those listeners who are interested in what you have to say and interested in what you do, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is my website, which is waybeyondordinary.com. And you'll find the podcast there. So that's just waybeyondordinary.com/podcast. And you can also find me on Instagram or Facebook under the same name, Way Beyond Ordinary. And, you know, my primary audience is women business owners, but I think that, you know, I have a lot of men that follow too, because business is business.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and we talk about what it's like to start a business, the challenges that you have, how to grow it, what's next, you know, and it's just really fun hearing the lessons from others along the way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. I know that a lot of guests got a lot of value from this podcast episode. At least I hope that they did, because
I
certainly did. And I hope that they check out your podcast too, because that's definitely interesting.
All right. Well, I hope so.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
It was my pleasure, Evan.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success. Make sure to head over to ipodcastedit.com to check out the show notes and get each episode of the show delivered right to your inbox. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or whichever audio service you use. If you want to continue the conversation, or you have a topic you'd like me to discuss on a future episode of the show, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode as we continue down the path to podcast success.